From 90.7 WFAE, this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, January 27th, 2026. I'm Eric Thiel. North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis is among a group of Republicans calling for an impartial investigation into the fatal shooting of 37-year-old Alex Pretti by Border Patrol agents in Minneapolis. Administration officials have quickly labeled Pretti a domestic terrorist, but writing on X, Tillis said any official who rushes to judgment or tries to shut down an investigation is doing, quote, an incredible disservice to the nation and to President Trump's legacy. Republican Representative Chuck Edwards is also calling for congressional testimony from ICE and Border Patrol leaders. Other North Carolina Republicans have largely stayed silent, while Democrats have called the shooting a murder and called for investigations. Duke Energy is warning customers about outage scams. Some have received text messages warning them about a scheduled power outage, encouraging people to click on a link for more information. Duke Energy says the message isn't from them, and customers should avoid unknown links and attachments. An outage map is available at outagemap.duke-energy.com. The influential Black Political Caucus of Charlotte-Mecklenburg has made its endorsements for the March primary election. The BPC is backing Sheriff Gary McFadden's re-election bid against three challengers in the Democratic primary. McFadden is being investigated by the State Bureau of Investigation after five county residents submitted a petition to suspend or remove him from office. The winner of the primary will become the next sheriff, since there's no Republican running. There are two high-profile Democratic primaries for the State House in Mecklenburg County after two incumbents, Carla Cunningham and Nasif Majid, last year voted with Republicans to override vetoes by Democratic Governor Josh Stein. The caucus backed Democratic challenger Rodney Sadler for State House District 106 against Cunningham, but the BPC endorsed incumbent Majid over challenger Valeria Levy. On the Mecklenburg County Commission, the BPC picked challenger Monifa Drayton over longtime incumbent Vilma Leek for District 2. A Charlotte man has been indicted on a federal felony charge for allegedly assaulting officers during immigration enforcement operations in November. Julian Berger has more.
A federal grand jury has indicted 24-year-old Miguel Angel Garcia Martinez on a felony charge of assaulting, resisting, opposing, impeding, and interfering with federal officers. U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents arrested Garcia Martinez in November after they said he followed their vehicles and recorded them for social media. They accused him of then leading agents on a 1.5-mile chase on University City Boulevard. If convicted, Garcia Martinez faces up to 8 years in prison and a maximum fine of $250,000. He is due in court next month. A U.S. magistrate judge previously threw out a related charge against Garcia Martinez of using his vehicle as a deadly weapon in the incident. Julian Berger, WFAE News.
The top attorney for the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Schools Board of Education is retiring February 2nd, the board confirmed in a statement to WFAE. The board said in that statement that with Andre Mays leaving, it is, quote, taking this moment to reassess how our legal compliance and advisory functions can best support an evolving public school and education system. Mays has served as the board's general counsel since 2019, when she took over for longtime counsel George Battle. Duke Energy and state regulators are deciding how to address rising energy demand in the Carolinas, demand that's being driven in part by incoming data centers. Zachary Turner has more on one Charlotte nonprofit that's educating folks on how to get involved.
Clean Air and Sea is on a mission to educate North Carolinians about energy, specifically Duke Energy's proposed carbon plan. Here's the nonprofit's advocacy manager, Brittany Griffin.
Course is really designed for the average person just trying to understand really complex technical information behind the carbon plan.
The whole course takes less than an hour. At the end, participants can practice drafting a public comment and receive feedback from Griffin on how best to make their voice heard. State regulators are hosting the first public hearing for Duke's carbon plan on February 4th at the Durham County Courthouse. These conversations will determine how much energy we get from clean energy sources, like solar, and how much from fossil fuels. Zachary Turner, WFAE News.
Charlotte's shelter program saw an increase in demand over the weekend due to the winter storm. And as Elvis Meneyese reports, that's expected to continue with frigid temperatures expected in Charlotte this week.
Roof Above's Freeman shelters accommodated about 125 more people over the weekend. The shelter program typically holds about 550 people. Liz Clayson-Kelly, who oversees Roof Above, stayed in hotels nearby along with many of her staff.
I'm not a great ice or snow driver. I certainly was grateful. And we have staff who kind of live in Matthews, who live in Gaston County, outside county. So that was really helpful.
Clayson Kelly says they're preparing to repurpose their dining and lobby spaces to help keep up with the high demand.
So after dinner is when we transition to turn those spaces into, you know, makeshift dormitories.
The shelter is expected to serve about 100 more people than normal. Elvis Meneyese, WFA News.
And for Tuesday, January 27th, that's Newsworthy. I'm Eric Thiel.